Worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the book of Psalms, Psalm 92, beginning at verse 1. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to the Most High. It is good to proclaim your unfailing love in the morning, your faithfulness in the evening, accompanied by a 10-stringed instrument, a harp, and the melody of a lyre. You thrill me, Lord, with all you've done for me. I sing for joy because of what you have done. O Lord, what great works you do, and how deep are your thoughts. Only a simpleton would not know, and only a fool would not understand this. Though the wicked sprout like weeds and evildoers flourish, they will be destroyed forever. But you, O Lord, will be exalted forever. Your enemies, Lord, will surely perish. All evildoers will be scattered. But you have made me as strong as a wild ox. You have anointed me with the finest oil. My eyes have seen the downfall of my enemies. My ears have heard the defeat of my wicked opponents. But the godly will flourish like palm trees and grow strong like the cedars of Lebanon. For they are transplanted to the Lord's own house. They flourish in the courts of our God. Even in old age, they will still produce fruit. They will remain vital and green. They will declare, "The Lord is just. He is my rock. There is no evil in him." All of Psalm 92. Then looking at Psalm 100. Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation. All of Psalm 100. Thank you, Father, again for your word. Thank you for the power in your word. Thank you for the joy that permeates your word, the grace, the strength, the wisdom, the encouragement, and so much more, the comfort, just the empowerment that comes from your word. Thank you, Lord, for all those that are part of our listening family today. And thank you for all those individuals that we've lifted up in prayer today. Lord, today we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and so we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Today we say of the Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress. Our God, in you do we trust. Surely you deliver us from the fowler's snare and from the noisome pestilence. You cover us with your feathers. And under your wings do we trust. Your truth is our shield and buckler. And so we are not afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked. Because we have made the Lord our refuge, even the Most High habitation, no evil will befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. For you give your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. They bear us up in their hands, lest we dash a foot against a stone. We tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent. We trample underfoot. Because we have set our love upon you, therefore you deliver us. You set us on high because we have known your name. We call upon you and you answer us. You are with us in trouble. You deliver us and honor us. With long life you satisfy us and show us your salvation. Thank you again for all those that are part of our listening family. Lord, thank you again for eternal life. Thank you for health and strength, the chance to know you, to serve you. What a blessing and a privilege it is for us to open your word every day and to be able to hear from heaven. Just to listen to you as you speak to us in the power of your wisdom, your grace, your face, your word. Thank you, Lord, for how that you run our cups over in so many ways every day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're a good God, a great God, a magnificent God. We thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Praise God. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Isaac Jackson. Isaac is going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, I just want to come in agreement with Pastor Joseph. Thank you so much for your instruction. Thank you so much for your faithfulness. Thank you so much for your provision. And Father, thank you so much for being ever present with us. Father, I ask that you'd create a hunger in our hearts for us to fill our prayer closets, Father. Father, I ask that we'd wear spots in the floor of our prayer closets and that we'd be reading your word every day, looking for your instruction, pursuing your kingdom and the realities of your love every moment. Father, teach us more about how to pray continually and teach us more about your voice and how good and present and loving you are. Thank you so much for the power that you give us to walk in your ways. Thank you so much for the gift of your Holy Spirit that instructs us. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. We're continuing with this week being National Collection Week for Operation Christmas Child, that wonderful outreach ministry of the Ministry of Samaritan's Purse, the national ministry called Samaritan's Purse. And keep in mind, Samaritan's Purse project that is called Operation Christmas Child collects shoebox gifts filled with fun toys, school supplies, and personal care items, and delivers them to children in need just all around the world. And it's a wonderful way whereby the church can show God's love in a tangible way. And these children's lives can be transformed as they receive these gifts and have the opportunity to also hear the gospel as well. Since 1993, Operation Christmas Child, the world's largest Christmas project of its kind, has collected and delivered more than 220 million shoebox gifts to children in more than 170 countries and territories. And keep in mind, here during the year of 2024, Operation Christmas Child's hopes and goals are to collect enough shoebox gifts to reach another 12 million children. We're encouraging you to prayerfully consider getting involved in this wonderful outreach. For more information, go to SamaritansPurse.org/OCC. Again, that's SamaritansPurse.org/OCC. And again, remember, this is National Collection Week, and during this week, Samaritan's Purse has been and will continue to collect the gift-filled shoeboxes at more than 4,700 drop-off locations in all 50 states and Puerto Rico as well. Please pray much for the ongoing work of Samaritan's Purse and the project called Operation Christmas Child. Hope that you'll do just that. We are blessed and honored to have with us once again in studio, Evangelist Herdesine Gorey. She's the director of the ministry Night Watch Ministries. Evangelist Herdesine, how are you today?
I'm doing well, and thank you for inviting me back again.
Always an honor and a blessing to have you in. And if you'll take a moment to further introduce yourself. Now, of course, lots of our listeners will remember you, but there might be a few that may not. Introduce yourself and then tell them about the mission and work of Night Watch Ministries as well.
Well, my name is Herdesine Gorey. I'm from Nelleton, Mississippi. And I am with Night Watch Ministries. And as I always say, the first time I came on this program, we were, matter of fact, we were talking about post-aborted women. Mm-hmm. And still we are praying for the post-aborted women, but also praying that a child will be saved. So you ask, what is the mission of Night Watch Ministry? We are about prayer. We are about life. We are about the hands of God. And each time, seems as if each time I come, God have given a new mission, mm-hmm. a new mission because—
A new hat.
A new hat, mm-hmm. and we need more hands. And as I was talking to Isaac a few minutes ago, and he was talking about his small group, but small groups can do amazing things, mm-hmm. amazing things. And Amen. We are a small group, but God used our group in amazing ways to reach out to so many. So we are in all direction. We are in prayer and the life of a child, and we are with hospice, and we are with so many different ministries now that God is using us to do.
Amen. Amen. And I'd like to mention, too, that we have the privilege of having you on the board of the Pregnancy Care and Hope Center Ministry, and we certainly appreciate you for all the great things that you have and continue to do on our board. And as we start, in fact, I'm going to ask if you'll take a moment now specifically to pray for our pregnancy ministry and then pray for our listeners that they would have ears to hear all that the Lord wants to say and minister to them through the broadcast today.
And as you said, I'm on the board, and it is an honor. It's an honor to be on a board where lives can be saved.
Amen.
And a seed for our life is the most amazing thing. So right now, Holy Spirit, thank you for the opportunity, Father, to be a part of a board that is reaching out for lives, to save lives, because you are the giver of life.
Thank you.
And Father, thank you for the hands that works on the poster board, Father, the ones who goes out each day, the one that drive the mobile unit to different places, the one who ministered the ultrasound, the one who ministered to the woman that she doesn't know which way that she want to go, if she wants to keep her child or either father to abort her child. Thank you for the ones that you have given an insight to, a word of hope, a word of encouragement, a word of life. Father, I just want to thank you. And Father, right now, open the eyes of each listener understanding so they will know you are the giver of life, Father. And we thank you. We praise you. And Father, thank you for each board member. Thank you for Pastor Parker and his insight, Father, to even start this mobile pregnancy unit. And Father, we just give you praise right now for all the amazing things that you're doing with the pregnancy unit, Father. And Father, right now, touch each person's heart that they will know life is important, Lord. And we give you the praise, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Father, thank you for every person that's a part of our listening family today. And thank you for the privilege, once again, of having Evangelist Herdacine Gorey in studio with us today. And thank you for the anointing and the grace you've placed upon her as an intercessor and a servant in your kingdom. Father, thank you for every person that's part of our listening family. Anoint the minds, ears, heart, and understanding of all of our listeners with a mighty, 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 mighty anointing so that we all will be abundantly receptive to your word and your will and your spirit and all that you desire to say and do through the broadcast. Do a perfect work in the heart of every listener and stir us to greater obedience as we hear and receive whatever you desire to share through the broadcast today. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You know, Ben just heard of seeing something I think about. You mentioned, you alluded to the pregnancy ministry a moment ago. Yesterday, during devotion here, one of our staff persons, her name is Joy, she shared a video of a little baby just laughing. And the little baby, I don't know if it was the dad put a little fish in the baby's hand, and he just laughed and laughed and laughed. And that's, I think, probably in many ways one of the most beautiful sounds in the whole world, a little baby laughing. Every baby is so precious. And to think we live in a world where, sadly, the devil has convinced some people that it's okay to destroy beautiful little babies.
Yes.
And it's a privilege and an honor to be ambassadors for God and warriors who help to stand against that and are involved in the work of ending the tragedy of abortion. Because, again, every baby is absolutely beautiful.
And a gift from God.
That's right.
A pure gift from God. Mm-hmm. Because this life have never been touched by sin.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an innocent baby that God loves. And it's not for anyone to take a baby's life.
That's right.
And then they'll say, well, you know, this is the only way that you should have an abortion. If it's incest, if it's rape, if it's in those situations, but still, God is a giver of life.
That's right. Every child is from his hand.
Yes.
Praise God. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our in-studio guest is Evangelist Herdacine Gorey of Night Watch Ministries. We'll be right back.
So very, oh. the madness around me, like a child who's afraid of the dark. But when I call on Jesus, all things are possible. I can mount on wings like eagles and soar.
Music of Nicole C. Mullen with Call on Jesus. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our in-studio guest today is Evangelist Herdesine Gorey of Night Watch Ministries. And Evangelist Herdesine, would you take time specifically? We want to talk some about the church, but before we do, would you pray for the church, whatever's on your heart, to pray for God's church in our world today?
Father, you know the condition of the church. And Father, you know how your heart seeks for each one of us to lean and depend on you, not with man-made doctrines, but your way, Lord Jesus. And Father, right now, Father, I'm asking you to open the eyes of each individual, open their eyes so they can see your way clearly. Obey your word, Lord, and do your will. This is your desire, because we know one day you're coming back, and you're coming back for a church without spots, wrinkles, or blemishes. And right now, Lord, I'm asking you to help each one of us do your will and walk on the narrow path of your way that leads to eternal life. And Father, we are the church, and Father, just help us to do what you have us to do in your holy name, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Father, I too thank you for the church, the body of Christ. Thank you, Father, for your bride, and thank you for the privilege we have of being your hands and feet in the world. What an honor and a privilege it is to know that we're a part of your family. You've made us a part of you've adopted us, made us a part of your family, and set us on fire with your Holy Spirit to be your ambassadors in a world that desperately needs you, your love, your grace, and your mercy. Father, set us on fire fresh with the Holy Spirit. Fill us anew with your Spirit. Help us, Lord, to passionately be about the work of the Great Commission, living a lifestyle of daily being involved in the wonderful work of evangelism and discipleship as you would have us to be. Help us to be about the work of loving people in a world that's so unloving and unkind and hateful in so many ways. Stir us to be listening to you continually, to your word and your Spirit, and to be available vessels through which your work and will can be done diligently and faithfully every single day. We thank you. And we praise you in Jesus' name. We do pray. Amen. Amen. Well, Evangelist Herdesine, one of your latest books is entitled Morning Birdsong. Now, is that the complete title?
No. Morning Birdsong, A Daily Word from Heaven.
Okay. Okay, then. Would you tell our listeners about, and you've come on a few times to share about it, but it's such a powerful, yet a simple message behind the book. Would you share with our listeners basically the message and the mission behind the book, Morning Birdsong?
Well, Morning Birdsong is about hearing God and hearing God in our surroundings, mm-hmm. hearing God through the wind, seeing him in his beauty, mm-hmm. the beauty of an unfolding flower, the beauty of the birds in their habitat. Just the beauty of even a leaf that's oiled by the beauty of God's light. Mm-hmm. It's just seeing God and how amazing he is, and to let us know there's no place we can go that he's not there, according to Psalms 139. Mm-hmm. The heavens, we can see his beauty. Mm-hmm. We can see his beauty on the mountains. We can see the beauty in the meadows. We can see the beauties in the valley. We can see his beauty on the waters. Mm-hmm. We can see his beauty in everything. Matter of fact, yesterday morning, I think it was yesterday afternoon, no, yesterday morning, and I was in my prayer room, and I was thinking about something. Then it was a little weariness that came over because of what I was thinking about. Mm-hmm. And all at once, the geese flew over, and they were just squawking and singing. And I just started smiling, and I said, okay, Lord, I hear you. Mm-hmm. I hear you. Because he lets us know in so many different ways, you know, if we get weary, he will let us hear a bird sing. Mm-hmm. If we get weary, we can look at even the trees just swaying in the breeze. Mm-hmm. It's so many ways that he speaks to us and that he wants us to hear and listen and follow what he's doing rather than what the world is doing.
Mm-hmm.
You and basically, that's what the book is basically about.
Okay. All right. If someone wants to get the book, how can they do that?
They can get it on any place that's online that sells books. Barnes & Noble, Amazon, any place you can buy a book. It's
okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And, you know, I recall not too long ago, you and I were in conversation, and we were talking about this kind of with the question, well, do animals pray? Well,
yes.
Apparently they do, because when they— early in the morning, when you hear birds singing, they're worshiping God, and worship is one of the highest forms of prayer.
Yes.
So if people wonder, well, do animals pray? Yes, they do. And nature prays and worships God as well. And we're wise to be not let nature outdo us.
Exactly.
Praise and worship God is a lifestyle as well.
It's so beautiful. Even you can see when the trees, as if they sway, mm-hmm. and they even bend to the wind.
Mm-hmm.
And I watch the leaves of the trees, and I never noticed it until last year. Now, matter of fact, it was 2 years ago. And mm-hmm. how the leaves on the trees absolutely look as if they've been oiled.
Mm-hmm.
And they just glitter like oil is on it. So mm-hmm. I started showing it to different people, and they said, I've never seen this before.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how God draw our attention to nature.
Mm-hmm.
How nature praise God. And then I think about when God told David, when you hear the top of the sycamore, when it's marching like an army, you mm-hmm. know it's time to go out. It's just how he used nature in different ways. So he gives nature breath. He mm-hmm. gives each tree a breath. He gives the grass breath, because nothing can live without his breath.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
he's the breath of everything.
And it's powerful to consider that. And you know, I think of this too, that there's so many things about nature that point to, that screams, not only is there a God, but he's a good God. Beautiful
yes.
things about nature as we take the time to stop and consider them. I recall there's a famous preacher, and it just happens to have my same name. His name was Joseph Parker, but he lived many, many years ago from England. And he was on a cruise once, and someone wanted to talk to him, and they saw him. He was sitting out on the deck of the ship, but it looked like he was preoccupied. He was just looking out across the waters, and the man thought, well, let me just wait, and he kept waiting. And finally he decided, well, let me just go interrupt him, because he seems to still just be enthralled in what he's doing. He said, Dr. Parker, what are you looking at? And his response was, God, nothing but God. And the beauty is, when you look out across the water, or look up at a mountain, or you look at a vast, beautiful meadow, you see God, his presence, his grace, his power, if you stop and take the time. Now, the fact is, the devil wants to make you think, well, I don't see anything but a bunch of trees, you know. Well, God is there.
Exactly.
And God is speaking to us through his beautiful creation.
Exactly. When I drove up this morning, and I stood out for a while, mm-hmm. I was greeted at the door, and it's, oh, you're still standing out, but I was taking a picture, because when I drove up, the flag was just waving in the wind. Mm-hmm. And the most amazing thing about it, the sunlight was just on the flag. It wasn't mm-hmm. on the pole. Mm-hmm. It was just on the flag. Mm-hmm. And the flag was just waving mm-hmm. in the breeze. And behind that flag was the moon. Mm-hmm. Now, the sun is shining on the flag, and the moon is right behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, no one but God can do something so amazing. Mm-hmm. There's a wind that the flag is blowing in. Mm-hmm. There's a light of God that's shining on it. And then there's his creation of the moon that's just standing still in the back of it. Only God could paint a picture just that beautiful.
Amen. Amen. You know, I think it's good for us to be mindful that, you know, of course, one of the, well, the main way whereby God speaks to us is through his word. But also he speaks to us daily by his Holy Spirit. Now, yes. If a person says, well, God never speaks to me, that's just flat not true. God speaks to God speaks to sinners as well as believers.
Yes.
But sometimes it's like we don't recognize that it's God speaking to us. And that doesn't mean that every passing thought is the voice of God. Obviously, some are from Satan or demons. Mm-hmm. But the fact is that many times what we think is just a passing thought is God speaking to us, putting something in our mind or heart, him some or another communicating something to us that we're wise to listen to.
And, you know, in Psalms 19, it tells us how the heaven speaks, how they are silent, but they still, they are speaking. Because God is every place and in everything. And that's right. The beauty of serving such a wonderful Savior, because I can't go in a place that he's not with me, no matter where I am.
Absolutely everywhere God is there. So I'm going to take a moment to read that psalm that you just mentioned, Psalm 19. It's a powerful psalm. Psalm 19, beginning at verse 1. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. The skies display his craftsmanship. Day after day, they continue to speak. Night after night, they make him known. They speak without a sound or word. Their voice is never heard, yet their message has gone throughout the earth and their words to all the world. God has made a home in the heavens for the sun. It bursts forth like a radiant bridegroom after his wedding. It rejoices like a great athlete eager to run the race. The sun rises at one end of the heavens and follows its course to the other end. Nothing can hide from its heat. The instructions of the Lord are perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The commandments of the Lord are right, bringing joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are clear, giving insight for living. Reverence for the Lord is pure, lasting forever. The laws of the Lord are true. Each one is fair. They are more desirable than gold, even the finest gold. They are sweeter than honey, even honey dripping from the comb. They are a warning to your servant, a great reward for those who obey them. How can I know all the sins lurking in my heart? Cleanse me from these hidden faults. Keep your servant from deliberate sins. Don't let them control me. Then I will be free of guilt and innocent of great sin. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Father, thank you for the opportunity for us to live life in a listening mode. Thank you for how that we can always hear from heaven the moment we open your word, that you have words of power, words of blessing, words of grace, words of strength, words of wisdom and counsel to bless our lives and to help us. But Lord, help us to learn not to listen, obviously always to your word and your spirit, but help us to listen as you're speaking to us through nature and through the things we see and the things you're doing around us in the beautiful creation you've made. Help us to live fully in the listening mode you have called us to live in, and help us to be willing to respond faithfully and obediently to the things you call us to do as you speak graciously and generously to us every day of our lives. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen.
Well, you know, when you look at this at Psalms 19, it starts with the heavens, how they speak. And it even went to say how sweet it is, as sweet as honey from a honeycomb. And letting us know that God is forever because honey never spoils. So it just let us know everything, God is in it. And it's so beautiful how he tied everything together to let us see God is every place. God is everlasting. And when especially mentioning the honey, because no matter a million years from now, the honey will still be good that was produced today.
You know, I didn't know that. You said honey will never spoil?
Never spoil.
That's neat. Praise the Lord. And you know, I think of this too, like going back to the title of your book, Morning Bird Song, it's so powerful to think of this, that God uses birds in a unique way throughout Scripture. You know, Noah sends out birds during, you know, before the water had settled. I think the raven and the, mm-hmm. as well as the dove. And, of course, the dove finally doesn't come back when he finds a resting place. But also the fact is the birds that sing, the Bible speaks of God providing even for the sparrow and just so many ways in which birds just carry a unique task in the Word of God. But we'll pick up there on the other side. Our in-studio guest today is Evangelist Herdison Gorey of Night Watch Ministries. We'll be right back. Music from City on a Hill with God of Wonders. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Again, our in-studio guest today is Evangelist Herdison Gorey of Night Watch Ministries. And we've touched on just the message behind one of her books entitled Morning Bird Song. And Evangelist Herdison, I want to share a couple passages that just touch on just the unique way that God uses birds in Scripture. This is Matthew chapter 6, beginning at verse 25. That is why I tell you not to worry about every day, whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? Can your worries add a single moment to your life? And why do you worry about clothing? Look at the lilies of the field and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing. Yet Solomon, in all his glory, was not dressed as beautifully as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for wildflowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? And then another passage in Matthew chapter 10, specifically beginning at verse 29. Don't be afraid of those who want to kill your body. They cannot touch your soul. Fear only God, who can destroy both soul and body in hell. What is the price of two sparrows? One copper coin? But not a single sparrow can fall to the ground without your Father knowing it. And the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are more valuable to God than a whole flock of sparrows. And those are just a few instances. But again, God just uses birds just to share all sorts of messages and truths to us about life.
Exactly. And you think about how the bird fed Elisha.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And it's he uses things as ways we can't even imagine.
That's right. And it's powerful to consider. And I want to share this with you. I shared a story yesterday, actually, on the broadcast. And I thought about you and your book after this. But it basically is the story of a lady who had a beautiful songbird that would sing. It lived in the cage in her living room. And he'd sing every morning a beautiful song. And she enjoyed it. And visitors that came to her home, they'd enjoyed it. And the bird would just every morning sing a beautiful song. But then one day she was cleaning the cage, and she was kind of vacuuming, and then accidentally sucked him into the vacuum. Well, she was horrified, and she quickly turned off the vacuum and opened it up, hoping he was okay. And she found him, and she was grateful that I think it was supposed to be a female bird. She was okay, and she was rattled, obviously, pretty upset being sucked into a vacuum. But she cleaned the bird up and looked like the bird seemed to be okay. So she just placed her back in and she seemed to be all right. But the next morning she noticed the bird didn't sing. And she thought, well, maybe he's a little rattled and, you know, kind of traumatized, but maybe she'll get over it in just a few days. Second day, doesn't sing. Third day, and after 7 days, wasn't sing. 2 weeks, the little bird never sang again. And so apparently the trauma of getting sucked into that vacuum so traumatized the little bird that she just stopped singing. Well, I thought about this, you know, if that lady had let that bird go into nature, I believe just being out in God's nature probably would have healed that little bird.
Rather than being
in a cage, because birds aren't made to be caged, really, you know. So, but I just thought about that in your book after, you know, sharing about that story, though, so.
It's amazing. My cousin have an African parrot or whichever. Mm-hmm. And I would just walk around her. When I would walk, I would just walk around her house. Mm-hmm. And one day I heard all this talking. I knew she wasn't at home. And I said, what is this? So the next day I walked, I heard the talking. So I finally mentioned to her, I said, I hear this talking. And it was her bird, mm-hmm. because everything that she would say, mm-hmm. that bird would repeat. And her son, if she would call her son, the bird would call her son's name. And then if the son would say, Mama, and the bird, in the morning, the bird would say, Mama, mm-hmm. Mama. Repeat whatever it heard. Mm-hmm. And it's just so amazing. It's just like a mockingbird. Mm-hmm. You can hear it and actually... You think it's a dog barking, and it's the bird sounding like the dog. Mm-hmm. So it's amazing how God put things into different birds to do different things.
That's so true, so true. One more time, if someone wants to get a copy of the book, Morning Bird Song, tell them how they can do that.
They can get it from Amazon, in Barnes & Noble, any place that sells a bird. I'm sorry.
You have birds on your mind.
They have birds on my mind. Sell a book online, they can get it.
All right. Isaac, you wanted to share something?
So at first I didn't know if I should share this, and I thought it was just a thought that I had. But then as soon as you told that story, I was like, okay, now I've got to share this. So Philippians 4:8.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Keep putting into practice all you learned and received from me, doing everything you heard from me and saw me doing. Then the God of peace will be with you. We're all kind of parrots in a way. Mm-hmm. We really are. Whatever we practice day to day, whatever we think about day to day is us practicing it. Mm-hmm. Like practicing is not actually doing something. Whatever you are consuming is a form of practice. They found out in like these monkeys in an ice cream experiment, a scientist walked in, eating an ice cream cone, and the monkey had a little brain harness thing hooked up, and the brain activity of that monkey lit up like it was eating the ice cream cone, just watching the scientist. So we people, too, have a system in our brain where as we just see things, we practice it. So just like the parrot would hear things, practice it mentally, and then repeat, we do the same thing. And based on that Philippians 4:8 instruction, just like you've been saying this entire time, we got to practice being in the presence of God.
Right.
We've got to practice it.
Mm. Thank you for sharing that, Isaac. Praise God. That's good.
Thumbs up.
Our time is just about gone. Evangelist Hurston, would you pray, would you take a moment to pray for individual believers, but also couples and families to become just more devotion-minded, as in taking time to listen to God together as families to His Word and in prayer, just taking the time to come together for family devotions more so?
And Father, right now, just like Isaac had brought to each person attention, Father, whatever we practice, Father, become a part of us.
Yes.
And Lord, right now, Father, let the families come together, Father. Bring their children together. As I tell my grandson about his son, pour Jesus into them. Because if we don't pour Jesus into them, the world will pour something else.
Yes.
And Father, right now, bring husband and wife and children together, Father. Let them fellowship together. Let them eat around the table together, Lord. Let them read your word together. Let them praise together. Father, let them go to church together, because you are the one that put families together, Lord, and we know your word will hold them together. And right now, Lord, let them seek you more than they seek anything else, Lord Jesus, because you are coming back. And I just have to remind each one listening, you are coming back, Lord Jesus. And Father,
yes, Lord,
let the families be together. Let the parents guide their children. Let them guide them in your word. And Father,
I thank you
right now. Show them the way. Open the eyes, open their eyes. Take the blinders off their eyes. Let their ears be open to your will, Father. And Father, so you can have your way. And I thank you right now, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Evangelist Hurston, if any of our listeners would like to get in touch with you or Night Watch Ministries, how could they do that?
They can get in touch with me on my email, Hurston, Hurston, at bellsouth.net. And then they can get in touch with me also on my Facebook page. And they can write me at 203 Road 1203, Nellerton, Mississippi.
All right. Okay, then. And if you happen to have missed that, my email is joseph at afr.net, and we'll pass it on if you didn't manage to write that down. But thank you so much for being with us again.
Thank you so much for asking me back. It's really a pleasure, and I do appreciate it.
Amen. Amen. And my guess is that every one of our listeners know more about birds than before they listened to the broadcast today.
Hopefully so. Isn't that what it's all about?
And learning more about the Lord and His goodness. That's right.
A reminder from Isaac. Mm-hmm. You know, I will hold on to that, because thank you for that reminder, because it puts everything right together. When we seek God and His word and seek His word each day, it will become a part of us.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Well, as we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today and you know you have never asked Jesus Christ into your heart to be your Lord and Savior, today is a good day, a great day to be saved. If you'd like to make that step, would you from your heart simply pray this prayer and commit your life to the Lord even now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me with an everlasting love. You came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. You told us in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, today I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word daily. Help me to pray daily. Help me to obey and follow you daily. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer and gave your life to Christ, we want to be in touch with you. Once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please email us. We'd like to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Please do get in touch. We definitely look forward to hearing from you. Thank you. Thank you again, Evangelist Hurtison, for being with us today.
And thank you so much for inviting me back.
All right. And share one more time, if someone wants to get in touch with you, how they can do that.
On my email address, Hurtison@bellsouth.net, and on my Facebook page, Hurtison Gorey.
All right. Please pray much for Evangelist Hurtison and the ongoing work she does in many different areas of God's kingdom. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.